Hello, Warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free Podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. Merry Christmas, my friends. When you think of different holidays, don't you think of certain tastes? To me, Valentine's is chocolate. Summertime and 4th of July is watermelon. Thanksgiving is pumpkin spice. And Christmas time is peppermint. Peppermint is actually an herb, and it's a cross between two types of mints, water mint and spearmint. Peppermint oil has been used for flavoring foods for centuries, and it is also used medicinally to soothe an upset stomach, aid in digestion, treat headaches, skin irritation, nausea, menstrual cramps, and anxiety. But there are also some other major benefits that you may not be aware of. Peppermint kills mouth germs. Not only does the flavor of peppermint freshen your breath, but its antibacterial properties may also help to get rid of the source, the germs. It's believed to keep bacteria from forming a film on your teeth, which helps to keep your whole mouth healthy. Peppermint eases stuffy sinuses. Peppermint's antimicrobial powers can help to fight off the common cold or the infected mucus that sets up shop in your sinuses as a result. The menthol can also make you feel like you can breathe more easily. Boost energy. If you want to feel more awake during the day, peppermint oil might do the trick. Inhaling this oil can help ease sleepiness during waking hours. Peppermint oil can fight foodborne bacteria. Scientists tested peppermint oil on bacteria like E. coli, Listeria, and Salmonella. They found that it can stop all three from growing. It can also kill Staphylococcus aureus, a bacteria that causes skin infections, pneumonia, meningitis, and more. Peppermint oil can calm seasonal allergies. Peppermint can help you to enjoy the outdoors more when it's allergy season. It has a compound called rosmarinic acid that can lower your body's histamine reaction. This means fewer symptoms like irritated, stuffy nose, sneezing, and red, itchy eyes. And of course, for my foodie friends, you can make so many things with this wonderful herb. Hot chocolate, cupcakes, cheesecake, fudge, cake, brownies, ice cream, and my favorite, peppermint bark. Now, I do suggest that in all of these treats that you use a healthy sugar substitute, like maple syrup, date and coconut sugar, monk fruit, and honey. Thanks for listening, my friends, and be sure to subscribe to my podcast and share this with a loved one. Until tomorrow, God bless.